29,000 people are waiting for social housing in this region, while on Teesside alone, nearly 5,000 homes are lying empty. Seems a bit of an interesting balance there, doesn't it? 29,000 people are waiting for housing, 5,000 homes are empty. Well, the government announced plans this week aimed at making it easier for housing associations to work with landlords to bring those properties back into use. Coastal Country Housing, for example, already runs a similar scheme. The organisation takes over the lease for empty homes from their landlords in return for refurbishing them. Well, David McMillan has more on this.
In a deceptively spacious house on a terrace street in the shadow of the Skinning Grove Steelworks, Dee and Gary Wilson reside happily.
Hello, David. Welcome.
They moved to Carlin Hull from Beedale through a scheme to bring disused buildings back to life. Dee says they were able to choose where they wanted to live rather than having to move into the first available property.
You've got a full North Yorkshire, which is a big place. If you want to go somewhere like Middlesbrough, you can bid on houses in Middlesbrough. It gives you sort of your freedom of choice of where you want to go.
And as Gary explains, the scheme also provides opportunities for young people learning a trade.
They actually do all the work. They plaster, they paint, plumbing, electricity, everything is done by these young people.
Work has just been completed on a sandstone building with big bay windows on Redcar Seafront. I met Leslie Conroy from Coast and Country Housing there.
You can smell new paint and newness everywhere. This is a house.
We believe some of the funding will kickstart some of the employment issues, which for obviously in the northeast has got the worst unemployment, and especially amongst young people. So this is a way of getting more and more young people the experience to actually look at jobs full-time in the future.
18-year-old Daniel Redmond helped with the refurbishment. He says it's given his career prospects a huge boost.
I've been working for Community Campus for about a year now. I was on the dole before that, on benefits, but I've had the experience that I need working in the properties like this, doing an empty home scheme, and I've got the skills and looking forward to my NVQ level 2.
Around 4,500 properties lie empty in the Tees Valley. Leslie Conroy says Coast and Country aims to refurbish another 20 by March, and she hopes the scheme will start to pay for itself.
This year, it's actually a grant-funded scheme by the Homes and Communities Agency. Hopefully, over coming years, the money should be able to be recyclable so that more and more of the money comes back so that more homes can be brought back into use.
Back in Carlin Hull, Dee and Gary Wilson can keep their home for at least 5 years. It's unlikely they'll be looking to move anywhere else anytime soon.
If I could pick this house up, as we're sat here talking now, and move it into a field so I could have my own garden, I would do it tomorrow because it's exactly what we wanted.
And that sounds good news. David McMillan with that report there. And more on this issue during the course of the morning right here on BBC Tees Breakfast.